want to say that we have thoroughly enjoyed being at youth camp this year with y'all. This is a great, great youth camp. We have enjoyed it. Have you enjoyed it?
Amen.
That's right. And Brother Douglas has preached absolutely tremendous, outstanding every night. And we have enjoyed that. Appreciate Brother Brock and Brother Moore, Brother Brandon, and Brother Jonathan, all of them and their work and effort that goes into it. I thought of this. How many of y'all have enjoyed that good food every day? Man. And really, all those folks in the kitchen, it kind of goes unnoticed or unrecognized, but we ought to give them a recognition. When you go through the line at lunch today, tell them thanks, all right? And they'll probably fall over with a heart attack. Shocked that you said thanks, but it'll help. All right, Matthew chapter number 12. If you have it, say amen. Verse number 43. Matthew chapter 12, verse number 43. I trust you have your Bible today. If you don't, you missed out. Verse number 43. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. Notice that he says, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he has come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. I want to preach to you for a little while this morning on the peril of an empty heart. The peril of an empty heart. Let's pray together. Let's all stand over the house. Let's pray together right now. Ask the Lord to strengthen my voice that I can preach with liberty. Heavenly Father, we ask you to move in the hearts of men and women, young people today. Move in their lives, oh God. Lord, we ask you to anoint this preacher. Let me preach with liberty. Strengthen my voice. Clear it up that I might preach freely for a short amount of time. I pray that you'd move in the altar. God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, baptized today with the Holy Ghost. I'll give you glory, honor, and praise. And everybody said, amen. Brother Brandon, would you mind giving me a little bottle of water on that blue jug? Blue cooler. The peril of an empty heart. In our text here today, we have read together the chronicle of an unclean spirit. We see in our text that the devil would love to move in every life. Amen. The devil would love to move in every life. He would like to settle in your heart. He would like to take up residence in your life. Amen. But notice a few things by our text that we learn here. First of all, we learn that the devil can be cast out. For the Bible said he has gone out. The devil can be cast out, but he can return. He can come back into your life. And then we learn that he wants to ruin. He wants to wreck. But we also know that he can be resisted. For the Bible said, resist the devil. You can resist the devil. You do not have to give in. You do not have to allow him to work and rule in your life. You can resist him. Notice that he's called an unclean spirit. He is unclean. Hey, everything about the devil is unclean. There is no cleanness in Satan or any of his demons. He is morally unclean. Satan is filthy. I said Satan is filthy. He never betters, but he always worsens. He does not beautify a life, but he darkens it. He does not clean you up, but he smudges you up. He dirties raise you up. Oh yeah, he is the one that took the prodigal to the pig pen. He took David to the pit. He took Barabbas to prison. He kicked Nebuchadnezzar out of his palace. He is not clean, and he doesn't clean any of us. He doesn't do any good for any of us. Amen. All he does is torment us. All he does is trouble us. All he does is try to ruin your life. Amen. I tell you, the devil is unclean, but he wants you to be unclean as well. He wants to ruin your life. Brother Blake, would you help me out? Brother Blake Duke here is going to show us his life. Amen. Set your life up, son. Amen. Here he is. This is his life. Blake Duke. Let's hear it for Blake Duke. Look at that beautiful life. Nicely arranged, organized. That's right. It's his place. It's his house. It's his heart, his life. He's living it. Hey, that's exactly how it is with you. But you know what happens? The devil wants to move in on you. That's what he wants to do. He wants to move in. Amen. There is an unwelcome stay here. Amen. The Bible tells us that the unclean spirit has gone out, but he had to move in. Amen. He was not welcomed, but he did move in. Here's Blake with all of his life, but the devil would like to move in. The devil would like to take up a residence in your heart. Amen. Here he comes. He's moving in. Look at him in all of his glory. Amen. The devil with all of his power. Hey, Blake, don't want him in. Blake tries to resist him. But it seems like that devil is greater than Blake is. It seems like he's got more power than Blake does. He abuses him. He misuses him. He mishandles him. He torments him and tortures him. And then he moves in. Hey, the devil will take control, my friend. Let's watch it. Let's see what he does here. Looks like the devil got the best of him, don't it? The old devil's got him knocked out. What's going to happen next? This devil's moving in. The enemy is going to set himself up as the king of this heart. He's mine now. I've conquered him. I've moved in. I've got everything that I want, everything that I need. Now you listen to me, young people. While this devil is setting himself up in this life, you listen to me for a little bit, all right? Give me your attention right here. Hey, the devil would love to gain access to your life. He would love to get control of your heart. He would love to give you a knockout blow and put you on the ground and wreak havoc in your life and in your heart and in your soul. The devil would love to do that. He tries to gain access in any way that he can. And if you give him just an inch, he will become your ruler. I said, if you give him an inch, he will become your ruler. How does he move in, preacher? Amen. There are a lot of ways that he moves in. Amen. I've noticed that drugs is one way that the devil gains access to lives. Amen. There is a spirit of drugs that gets on individuals. Alcohol is another one. Witchcraft is another way. Amen. You say, Brother Brim, none of us would be involved in that. That's all right. And that's good and great. But do you know what the Bible said? He said rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Amen. I'm going to tell you something today, young man. I've seen you since the first day of the week. And you've been a rebellious heart.
You've had a rebellious spirit. I've seen it on your face. I felt it every time I walked by you. Amen. I tell you that rebellion is opening you up to the powers of hell. You are opening the door up and letting him have access into your heart. Hey, young lady, are you rebelling against what you know is right? Are you rebelling against the truth? Are you rebelling against mom and dad? You are opening yourself up to the spirits of hell, and they will come in, and they will take up residence. They will move in on your life.